blues. Listening to the blues. Trying to forget you. Done with all complaint. Never had restraint. Got it by a dashboard sign.
Little taste right there of some brand new music from American Nomads. Friends of the show, happy to have them back with us. Two of the members of the band join us, Walter Canal and Susan Darmienta. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
So, Walter, let's start with what have you guys been cooking up at that Brooklyn Firehouse?
Well, thank you, Rich, so much for having us. We've been staying positive, staying busy, writing new material, rehearsing once a week, getting ready to record again, and that's it, just staying positive and keeping our heads above the water.
Well, of course, all of us are dealing with COVID and the implications of that, but even tougher for performers. Is it an added level of tough for performers who also happen to be married and are with each other all the time and no break and still want to be out there doing creative and wonderful things?
Yeah, it's really tough for us, but again, we really miss performing because and it's so great again to perform in front of a live audience. And but again, we're fortunate to have a great space to rehearse and afterwards have a great meal and just kind of get together once a week and record. And again, staying positive and just keep creating because that's what music's all about.
Susan, I love this new song, Running on an Empty Heart, so much. It's got such a great timeless feel about it.
It does. Thank you so much. I'm glad you like it.
Love the work done by another friend of our show. Talk about the contributions to the song made by Joe Vitale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep,
well,
Joe
engineer.
And sorry, go ahead, Walter.
I'm sorry, Susan. I just want to thank Kent Franklin for hooking us up with Joe Vitale. He engineered, mastered, and mixed a song for us. And of course, Joe's been with Joe Walsh forever. Also plays with the Eagles and Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, to just name a few. And so Ken introduced us to us about, I think, 4 or 5 months ago, and he did the song, and now he will be producing the next song, which we're really looking forward to. And again, we're in a good place right now, and Sue, you can take over.
Thank you, Walter. Yeah, it's okay. Been really great working with Joe Vitale. He's been wonderful. He really loved the song and really took it to a new level. And the song is being released on Valentine's Day, February 14th. And we have a video that goes with it, and that will be available on YouTube on the same day. And for anybody who's interested, hopefully all of you are, you can check us out at AmericanNomadsBand.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The video, by the way, and I got lucky enough to have a little backstage pass there and see the video early. It's great. I just want to ride in that car. Can you make that happen?
Well, no, yeah, we could actually. it's a 1959 Pontiac Bonneville, and we met this gentleman. He's a state trooper in Pennsylvania, and through a friend of ours, we were able to contact him, and he was gracious enough to be part of the video, and he partially drove it, and again, was a great day, great weather, and it all worked out.
I think my first car was a 67 Bonneville, so yeah, I would feel right at home in that.
Yeah, really?
Oh, it's great. I tell you, sitting inside, just, you know, it was just amazing. It's just, they don't make cars like that anymore, but again, it was a great experience.
Susan, a great experience is also having your songs be in the discussion for a Grammy Award, and that's exactly what's going on with Revolution's Gonna Come. That was a huge hit, top 10 on the Billboard AC charts for you, and now it's past that initial stage of consideration for a Grammy nomination. What's that feel like?
That was pretty amazing. That was actually a few years ago with Revolution's Gonna Come, but yeah, we had made it to number 6 on the Billboard AC chart. And it was really exciting. It got us a lot of attention and has just led to all the other songs that we've been, you know, writing and producing since then. Very exciting.
It's such an interesting time in music because, you know, you go back 30 years or so and it was all about the record labels and the record companies. And now there's so much great independent work being done. On the one hand, I have to think it's a little bit tougher because artists have to be able to do a little bit of everything. It's not enough to write the music and sing and produce, but you've got to get out there and be the prime drivers for promotion as well. At the same time, is it in some ways easier to get your music heard with more outlets?
I think it's definitely easier these days. You used to need to have a big record label behind you, and that's just not the case anymore. As you said, there are so many independent acts just producing themselves and putting the music out there. So I think it's much easier now to do that than it was ever before, which is very good for us, especially now during the whole COVID pandemic. It's been very challenging for us and for all performers not to be able to do something that we love so much and we live for. You know, we're all looking forward to the day where everything opens up and we can perform live again. But until then, you know, we're writing and producing and recording and, as Walter said, staying positive. So it's been great.
And Walter, your music, like I think all the best music, doesn't fit comfortably into any one genre. And it feels like these days there's less emphasis on that, that people just accept the music as being good without feeling the need to put a label on it.
Yeah, again, it's just we just try to write music with a great melody, a great hook, something people can remember like an hour later. And right now music is our, you know, we love music, of course, and again, we're just trying to stay positive and keep writing great stuff and staying at it. And that's it. Yeah.
But it's true. Music doesn't need to be categorized anymore. You know, we're American roots, and that, you know, that has parts of country and blues and rhythm and blues, and it doesn't really necessarily have to fit in that genre, but as Walter said, if it's a good tune, and as you said, Rich, it absolutely works. You know, we try to keep it in the same context, but anything goes these days, I think. As long as it's a great song, people are very open-minded.
So, Susan, I'll ask you first. It's obviously we've got a long ways to go. We've maybe turned some corners here with the pandemic. Numbers are looking a little bit better in some places. But are you able to look down the road and possibly plan for any live dates in the future?
We were actually contacted by one of our booking companies this morning. They're trying to start to do some things, I believe, in July, and hopefully that will come to fruition. It would be really great to be able to get some shows set. You know, we were also planning a European tour, which had to be put on hold. And as soon as everything opens, you know, we'll be getting back to that. But yeah, if we could just book something live, it would be kind of that lifeline to look forward to, you know, down the line. But it's coming. Everything will open up again soon.
And Walter, are you doing, obviously you were one of the writers on Running on an Empty Heart. Are you writing? Do you find yourself able to write more, or is it harder to focus and concentrate when you're dealing with everything?
You know what? Actually, for me, it was a positive, because when COVID first started, I actually wrote like about 4 songs in a row, which, you know, with people's reaction to it, they really liked it. So for me, it made me kind of think outside the box, outside my comfort level, outside my, you know, normal being. So I was kind of like in a weird place. So I started writing a little different and kind of rethinking, you know, the way I write differently. And actually was a positive for me, you know, not to sound like a, you know, but again, it's, you know, it was a different time, and it kind of forced me to be a little bit different myself, and, you know, in a positive way. So, again, I always try to turn the negative into a positive, and that's what I go by.
Walter Connell, Susan D'Armiento, American Nomads, the new song, Running on an Empty Heart, coming out for Valentine's Day. Check out the wonderful video. You guys just consistently turn out great music, and always fun to have you on with us. Thanks so much for visiting with us this afternoon. We wish you much success with the new song, and hope to see you back out there entertaining folks in person before too long.
Great. Thank you so much, Rich. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you again.
You got it. Walter Connell, Susan Darmiento, American Nomads, Running on an Empty Heart.